about, Frank. I'm talking about character. I'm talking about... Hell, Leo, I ain't embarrassed to use the word. I'm talking about ethics. You know I'm a sporting man. I like to lay the occasional bet. But I ain't that sporting. When I fix a fight, say I pay a 3-1 favor to throw a goddamn fight, I figure I got the right to expect that fight to go off at 3-1. But every time I lay a bet with a son of a bitch Bernie Birnbaum, before I know it, the odds is even up. Or worse, I'm betting on the short money. The Sheeny knows I like short things. He's selling the information I fixed the fight. Out-of-town money goes pouring in. The odds go straight to hell. I don't know who's selling to it. Maybe the Los Angeles Combine. I don't know. The point is, Bernie ain't satisfied with the honest dollar he can make off the pick. He ain't satisfied with the business I do on his book. He is selling tips on how I bet. And that means part of the payoff that should be riding on my hip is riding on someone else's. So, back we go to these questions. Friendship. Character. Ethics. So it's clear what I'm saying.
As mud.
It's getting so a businessman can't expect no return from a fixed fight. Now, if you can't trust a fix, what can you trust? For a good return, you got to go betting on chance. And then you're back with anarchy. Right back in the jungle. That's why ethics is important. What separates us from the animals, the beasts of burden, beasts of prey. Ethics. Whereas Bernie Birnbaum is a horse of a different color. Ethics-wise. As in, he ain't got any.
You sure it's Bernie selling you out?
It ain't elves.
No one else knows about the fix?
No one that ain't got ethics.
What about the fighters you pay to tank out?
We only pick fighters we know we can put the fear of God in.
Any other bookies know you play anyone else's book?
I lay an occasional bet with Mink LaRue.
Yeah, but it ain't Mink. I'll vouch for that.
How do you know?
It ain't Mink. Mink is Eddie Dane's boy.
Of course, the Dane always knows about the fix.
And what the hell is that supposed to mean?
Let it drift. All it means is a lot of people know.
I guess you ain't been listening. Sure, other people know. That's why we gotta go to this question of character, to determine just who exactly is chiseling in on my fix. And that's how we know that it's Bernie Birnbaum, the schmata kid. Because ethically, he's kind of shaky.
So you want to kill him?
For starters.
Sorry, Casper. Bernie pays for protection.
Listen, Leo. I ain't asking for permission. I'm telling you as a courtesy. I need to do this thing so it's going to get done.
And I'm telling you as a courtesy, you'll have trouble. You came here to see if I'd kick if you killed Bernie. Well, there's your answer.
I pay off to you every month like a greengrocer. A lot more than the schmata. And I'm sick of getting the high hat.
You pay off for protection just like everyone else. As far as I know, and what I don't know in this town ain't worth knowing, the cops haven't closed any of your dives, and the DA hasn't touched any of your rackets. You haven't bought any license to kill bookies, and today I ain't selling any. So take your flunky and dangle.
You think I'm some dinny fresh off the boat, and you can kick me? But I'm too big for that now. I'm sick of taking a strap from you, Leo. I'm sick of marching into this goddamn office to kiss your Irish ass. And I'm sick of the high hat! His fancy pants, all his.
Johnny? You're exactly as big as I let you be and no bigger, and don't forget it ever.
That's right, Leo. You're the big shot around here, I'm just some schnook likes to get slapped around.
Twist a pig's ear, watch him squeal.
Bad play, Leo.
We got up the wrong side, huh?
Same side as always.
That's what I mean. Still owe money to you. Who's your bookie, Lazar? I could put it right for you.
Thanks, Leo. I don't need it.
And a pig's eye. You haven't played a winner in 6 weeks. People will speak ill of me if I let him break your legs.
People will say I had it coming.
And they'll be right, but that ain't the point. Call me a big-hearted slob, but I'm going to square it for you. Yeah. I think I'll do that this very same night. Looking at you moping around takes away all my, joy de vivre?
Joie de vivre.
Well, if you're going to laugh, I'm going to hell with you.
The hell with you. I'll square myself with Lazar, if you don't mind. That's why God invented cards. There is one thing he can do for me.
Name it.
Think about what protecting Bernie gets us. Think about what offending Casper loses us.
Oh, come on, Tommy. You know I don't like to think.
Yeah. I'll think about whether you should start.
Tommy.
I am awake.
Your eyes are shut.
Who are you gonna believe?
Oh.
How'd I do?
What do you think? You are a millionaire. You're gonna remember your friends?
Where's my hat?
You bet it, mug. Good thing the game broke up before you bet your trousers.
Who made off with my hat?
Verna. Verna and Mink.
Who?
Mink and Verna.
Is Thunderclap running tonight?
Thunderclap? Yeah.
What's your leaving at?
3-1, more than likely. Lay off, Tom. You shouldn't go deeper in the hole.
Tell Lazar I want 500 on the nose.
You would have it.
I want my hat.
Is that all you came for?
Yeah. I want my hat.
It's mine. I want it.
What are you gonna do with it?
Drop it dead. Why didn't you say so?
Tommy, sorry about the hour.
I'll live. What's the rumpus?
Can I come in?
Sure. Drink?
I wouldn't mind. I tried calling earlier.
I got home late.
Well, I'm sorry about the hour. Mm-hmm. Not bad.
Better than the paint we sell at the club.
That it is, that it is.
You thought about cutting Bernie loose?
Can't do it, Tommy, can't do it. That's sort of why I'm... Tommy, I don't know where Werner is.
Uh-huh.
I know what you're thinking, what else is new, but the situation now. I'm worried.
Werner can take care of herself. Maybe better than you can.
What does that mean?
Want another one?
No. What does that mean?
How far she got her hooks into you?
That's a hell of a question.
It's a grift. If she didn't need you to protect her brother from Johnny Casper, you think she'd still be going on slow carriage rides with you through the park? That's the deal, isn't it? You keep Bernie under wraps till Casper cools down.
Jesus, you're a prickly pear. What's wrong with wanting a brother taken care of?
Nothing. I don't blame her. She sees the angle, which is you. She plays it. She's a grifter. Just like her brother. Probably had grifter parents and grifter grandparents, and someday they're each going to spawn little grifter kids.
Stop it, Tommy. I don't like to hear my friends run down, even by other friends.
Friendship's got nothing to do with it.
Well, you say you do anything to help your friends like you do anything to kick your enemies.
Wrong, Leo. You do things for a reason.
Okay, Tom. You know all the angles. Christ, better than anybody. But maybe you're wrong about this. You don't know what's in Verna's heart.
Leo, if she's such an angel, why are you looking for her at 4 o'clock in the morning?
I put a tail on her this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
Ask Rug Daniels to... follow her around, just to keep her out of trouble. Wasn't a spy, Tom. I was worried. After that meeting with Casper, you can't be too careful.
So what did Rugg say that has you scurrying over here?
That's just it. Nothing. He's disappeared.
So you've lost your lady friend and the tail you put on her?
I guess it does sound pretty sorry at that. Help me out, Tom. I wouldn't know where to start looking. You know Rugg's crowd. You know the people Werner runs with. It's just I'm worried now. Things the way they are between me and Casper.
You shouldn't be confronting Johnny Casper. That's what I've been trying to tell you. You can't trade body blows with him. He's gotten too strong.
I reckon I can still trade body blows with any man in this town. Except you, Tom.
And Werner.
Okay, give me the needle. My Amersap. I deserve it. Thanks for the drink. Let me know if you hear anything.
Did you tell him I was here?
No.
Did you put in a good word for my brother?
No.
You said you would.
I said I'd think about it.
What did you tell him?
Did you see Rook Daniels last night?
No. What did you tell Leo?
I told him you were a tramp and he should dump you.
You're a son of a bitch, Tom. Tom, look, if it ain't my business, I got not a thing to say. Listen, Bernie wants to see you. It's important.
Yeah, well, I'm right here. I'm not made of glass.
Yeah, but he's nervous walking around in public, Tom. He's the right guy, but he's very nervous. I mean, who wouldn't be?
Look,
I mean, the spot he's in, who wouldn't be? He asked me to ask you to ask Leo to take care of him. You know, put in a good word with Leo. Leo listens to you. Not that Leo wouldn't help the Shimada anyway. A guy like Bernie is quit. You like the Shimada, a straight shooter like him.
I don't get it, Mike.
Well, what's to get? It's as plain as a nose on your face.
I thought you were Eddie Dane's sycophant.
Yeah, Tom, that's right, but a guy could have more than one friend, can he? I mean, not that I want a Dane to know about it, but a square G like the Shimada's the right guy, Tom. He's a square shooter. I know he's got a mixed reputation, but for a Sheenie, he's got a lot of good qualities.
What's going on between you and Ben?
Nothing, Tom. We're just friends, you know, amigos.
You're a fickle boy, Mick. If Eddie Dane finds out that you got another amigo, well, I don't peg him for the understanding, Tom.
Find out? How's he gonna find out? Damn it, Tom. You and me ain't even been talking. Jesus, Tom, damn it. Jesus.
Hello, Tommy. You know O'Doul and the mayor?
I ought to. Voted for him 6 times last May.
And that ain't the record either.
Oh, Verna turned up. She's downstairs.
She say where she'd been?
No, I don't want to press her. You hear about Rugg?
Yeah. R.I.P.
It took his hair, Tommy. Jesus, that's strange. Why would they do that?
Maybe it was Injuns.
High ties more like it. Giovanni Gasparo.
So you figure Caspar bumped Rugg?
Well, that's pretty obvious, ain't it?
Yeah. So what's the plan?
Oh, jump on the guinea hard with both feet. Give him the lowdown, Dale.
Yes, well, Leo here just reminded us that Mr. Caspar operates several clubs in our city wherein the patrons imbibe of rum and play at games of chance. We're supposed to stop the party.
Then I don't look too happy about it, Liam.
Oh, no, it ain't that, Tom.
Jesus, Tom, we do as we're told.
Maybe they're right not to like it. Stirring up this hornet's nest won't be good for anyone and it'll mean killing.
I'm not thrilled about it either, but I can't just lay down to Caspar.
You could do worse.
You mightn't like it, but giving up Bernie Birnbaum is a pretty small price to pay for peace. Business is business, and a war is going to hurt everybody. Bernie plays with fire, he's got to deal with the consequences, even if that means he gets bumped off.
Sweet Jesus, Tom, that ain't even the point anymore. Casper poop rug. The day I back down from a fight, Casper's welcome to the rackets. This town and my place at the table. I didn't start
you
this
did
thing.
You did start but... You and Bernie.
We can dangle, Leo, if you prefer.
Sit down, Dale. We're all friends here.
And Casper hasn't broken the rules. Bernie has, and you too, by helping him. And if that isn't enough, consider that if you make this a war, you have more to lose than Casper.
Okay, but what to beat him with? Jesus, Tom. The two of us have faced worse odds.
Never without reason. It helps to have one. Well, it's your call.
My opinion used to count for something around here. But it's always yours to take or leave.
Come on, Tommy. It's not like that. God damn it. Goddamn kids just like a twist.
Give me a stiff one. No small talk, huh? They shoot your horse?
If there's any justice.
Burn around? Just slip into the ladies' room. You got Lazarus 500?
He'll have to carry me for a few days.
He ain't gonna like that. Couldn't you get it from Leo?
It's not Leo's debt. I'll pay my own way.
I admire a man of principle. Does this go on the tub?
Close your eyes, ladies. I'm coming through.
Hold him up there.
Who's the war paid for?
Go home and dry out.
You don't need it for Leo, believe me. He already thinks you're the original Miss Jesus.
What the hell's the matter with you?
What's the matter with you? Right people might get the right idea.
Leo's got the right idea. I like him. He's honest, and he's got a heart.
Then it's true what they say. Opposites attract.
Do me a favor, mind your own business.
This is my business. Intimidating helpless women is part of what I do.
Then find one and intimidate her.
Leo's upstairs getting ready to shoot himself in the foot on your account.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's going to go to the mat for your brother, and it's going to hurt him.
I don't know Leo's business, but he's a big boy.
He used to be.
Look, what do you want, Tom? You want me to pretend I don't care what happens to Bernie? Well, I do. He's my brother. I don't want to see him get hurt. If Leo wants to help out, I'll step out with him, show him a good time in return. There's no harm in that.
There's a name for that kind of business arrangement.
Look, I'll do what I have to do to protect Bernie. There's no reason for you to try and queer that. Regardless of what you think about me, Bernie's a decent guy.
A straight shooter, huh? Square G.
Yeah. Sneer at him like everyone else. Just because he's different. People think he's degenerate. People think he's scum. Well, he's not.
Poor misunderstood, Ben.
What is this about, Tom? You want me to stop seeing Leo? Why don't you just say so?
I want you to quit spinning Leo in circles and pointing him where to go.
I forgot that's your job, isn't it?
I'll do what I have to do to protect Leo. I'm asking you politely. Leave him alone. I don't have to ask. If I told him about our little dance last night, you'll pull it pretty soon dry up.
So would yours. I don't like being threatened.
And I don't like being taken for a sucker. That kind of game might work with Leo, but it don't work with me.
Do you think last night was just more campaigning for my brother?
I can see the angles. You know, if there was a market for little old ladies, you'd have Grandma Birnbaum first in line.
You're a pathetic rumhead.
And I love you, Angel.
I suppose you think you raised hell.
Sister, when I've raised hell, you'll know it.
I need a couple of days. Because I don't have it. Because I say so. What would be good enough? Tell the Tsar if he's not happy, he can send someone over to break my legs. I won't squawk. Hello, Bernie.
Well, Tom, what's the rumpus?
Come on in. Make yourself at home.
Yeah, you weren't here, so I thought I'd do that. I didn't want to answer the phone, though. I figured it wasn't for me. I get it, I get it. Get to the point, huh? Okay. The point is, I'm a good guy.
I've heard up from a lot of people today.
Good guy, lots of friends. That's the way it works. Maybe if you appreciated me a little more, you wouldn't be making waves with Leo. It's a bad time to be doing that. I mean, right now we're both in a jam. I hear you're on a bad streak. Short of funds. I got that crazy Dago mad at me. Don't ask me why. I'm just a small timer trying to get by like everyone else. I need help from my friends, like Leo and you.
Leo gets your sister. What are you selling me?
Come on, Tom. It's not like that at all. It wasn't my idea. She'll sleep with anyone. You know that. She even tried to teach me a thing or two about bed artistry. Can you believe that? My own sister. Some crackpot idea about saving me from my friends. She's a sick twist, all right.
She speaks highly of you.
Yeah, well, you stick by your family. The point is, I can help you with your debts if that would make us friends. My motto is, a guy can't have too many. Big payday Saturday, Tom. You could be in on it.
Another fix? Which fight?
That's confidential at the moment. But it doesn't have to stay that way.
How come you know so much about it? Casper isn't laying any more bets with you? You really must have made jumping through hoops.
Like I say, you can't have too many. We got a beer.
I'll think about it.
I wouldn't want it any other way.
Hey, Ado. My credit's still good with you? Give me 100 across and tailor made in the third tonight.
Lazar won't like it.
Try 50 across.
I'll try. It's another 150 you'll owe him.
Only if I lose, Adolf.
Tommy, the way you're going. Hey, horse has got knees.
I don't know. Fetlocks.
Well, if I was a horse, I'd be down on my fetlocks praying you don't bet on me.
Drip, small guy.
Drop dead, ape.
Come on, Tom. Boss wants to see you. He didn't have time to grave nothing for me.
Io ditemi, a figlio Giovannino sta crescendo e ho una buona mamma, sicuro che sua figlia mangia tutto. Se si priva di mangiare, mio figlio già indemagrisce. Io dico, quando era piccola, se non voleva il piatto, mi bastonavano. I giudei, io il dottore gli disse, lui mangia tutto, mia figlia già sta crescendo. Sono strogonni, dottore false diable. Che cosa ne sanno sta nell'adultramento?
What you mean he's eating too much? What the goddamn doctor know? What are you in for lunch?
A hot dog.
Just a hot dog?
A hot dog, master.
A hot dog. You hear that, Dane? My kid is as smart as a whip. Even Uncle Eddie thinks that's funny. Okay. Go ahead. Which hand is the penny in? Choose again. Okay. Here you go. Take the penny. Shiny new penny. Take the kid. Wait in the car. Give him a penny, boys.
I ain't got a penny, boss.
That's a penny you owe him. Hello, Tom. What's the rumpus? You like kids?
No.
Have a seat. Go ahead. Well, you're missing out on a complete life. I know, kids. Big deal. Still, I'm telling you. Anyways. Thanks for coming by. I just wrote this check out to your bookmaker, Lazar. It's for an even $1,500, which is more than I hear you owe him, but I figured you could always use some money on a cuff, high roll, such as yourself. What do you say?
Thanks.
Always the yapper, huh? Well, you're welcome. You want to know why I put you square with Lazar?
Not particularly.
I want everybody to be friends. I do this. You're friends with Lazar, he's friends with you, you're friends with me. All you gotta do to show you're a friend is give me Bernie Birnbaum. You know it's the right thing anyway. The schmata steals from me. I can't have Leo giving him a shiny new penny.
So the deal is I give you Bernie, smooth it over with Leo, and you bail me out with Lizelle.
Yeah, and we're all friends again. You, me, Leo, the Danes.
We can maybe have tea sometime.
Come on, Eddie. Friends is a mental state. Wait a second.
I'll think about it.
I'll think about it. You hear that, Dane? The kid's a thinker. That's terrific.
Does he want a pillow for his head?
Okay, kid. Think about it. It's a mental state. If it'll help you think. You should know that if you don't do this thing, you're not going to be in any shape to walk out of here.
Would that be physically? Or just a mental state?
That ain't friendly, kid. I make you a nice offer. You give me the high hat.
Jesus, Tom.
About 10 seconds ago.
Hello, Tom. How are you? Care to scrape a knuckle on your playmate here?
Nah, thanks, Tom.
Well, if you change your mind, we'll be interrogating for a
while. What was that party about, anyway?
We do this every weekend. Jesus, what is the matter with you people?
Well, they said to make a part, so we make a part.
Drink or go?
I'm on duty.
Divulge that. Any news about Rook?
Still dead, far as I know.
You got a slug out of him?
Yeah, 22. Listen, Tom, I'm just the chief around here, so don't bother telling me if you don't happen to feel like it. But what the hell is Leo doing? Make him listen to you, Tom. It ain't right, all this fuss over one sheeny. Let Casper have Bernie. What's one Hebrew, more or less?
We're burning our meal ticket here.
Leo will do what suits him, and you'll do what he tells you. Last I heard, Leo was still running this town.
Yeah, well, he won't be for long if this keeps up. It's no good for anyone. You said as much yourself.
First off, I'll do all I can say what I please to Leo and about him. You can't. Second, once Leo decides, that's that. If that stick's going down, there are plenty of coppers I know who wouldn't mind being cheap and could swallow it clean.
Jesus, Tom, I was just speculating about a hypothesis. I know I don't know nothing. It's just a damn mess, is all.
Thank you.
officer. I'd like to report an intruder at 346 West Lewis.
Who's this? Hello, Shad. Tom Reagan here. No, we won't be needing any today. Yeah, my mother. She didn't recognize me. Let me talk to Mulvaney. Miss me?
Drop dead.
Sean? Tell Adil to get a car over to Leo's tonight. If we're banging away at Casper, we ought to be ready for him to bang back.
What do you want?
I was in the neighborhood, feeling a bit daffy. So I thought I'd drop in for an aperitif. Brooke Daniels is dead.
Gee, that's tough.
Don't get hysterical. I've had enough excitement for one night without a dame going all weepy in me.
I barely knew the gentleman.
Brooke? Bit of a shakedown, artist, not above the occasional grift. But you'd understand that. All in all, not a bad guy. If looks, brains, and personality don't count.
You better hope they don't.
Yeah, well. Well, none of us the saint I hear your brother is.
Who killed him?
Leo thinks Casper did.
But you know better.
I do now. You see, Casper just tried to buy me into fixing his tiff with Leo, which he'd hardly do if he was waging war. So I figure you killed him, Angel. You were Saint Bernard.
Why would I, or my brother, kill Rogue Daniels or anybody else?
Rogue was following you. He knew about you and me. And that wouldn't help you play with Leo, would it?
You think I murdered someone? Come on, Tom. You know me a little.
Nobody knows anybody. Not that well.
You know, or you wouldn't be here.
Not at all, sugar. I came to hear your side of the story. How horrible Rogue was. How he goaded you into it, how he tried to shake you down.
That's not why you came either.
Tell me why I came.
The oldest reason there is.
And friendlier places to drink.
Why can't you admit it?
Admit what?
Admit you don't like me seeing Leo because you're jealous. Admit that you've got a heart, even though it may be small and feeble, and you can't remember the last time you used it.
If I'd known we were going to cast our feelings into words, I'd have memorized the Song of Solomon.
Maybe that's why I like you, Tom. I never met anybody made being a son of a bitch. Such a point of pride. Though one day you'll pay the price for it.
Okay, Bernie. But until then, let's get Stinko.
Let's do something else first.
Yeah, let's do plenty.
Thank you.
Who's winning?
We are, for the nonce.
What's the disposition?
Last night, 4-1. Dana Cudahy went up with a house.
And theirs?
One burned.
The other three?
Lead.
Whose?
Leo's. The old man's still an artist with the Thompson?
Yeah, do that. Well, find him, goddammit. Go and see if he fell into John. Son of a bitch. No, chief. Who's minding the goddamn store?
Can't raise or do?
No, nor the mayor either.
It's not good. They're running.
They wouldn't dare.
I don't know, Lee. I warned you not to hit Casper's club.
I'm still here, ain't I?
Casper's play hurt you anyway.
That's sorry, son of a bitch. Just slit his own throat.
Listen to me, Leo. Last night made you look vulnerable. You don't hold elected office in this town. You run it because people think you run it. Once they stop thinking it, you stop running it.
Jesus, Tom, it sounds like a bad break for me. I wasn't killed.
I mean it, Leo. Start taking Casper serious.
I know. Retreat to win. Give up Bernie. That'll solve all our problems.
Won't anymore. I'll grant you that. But going toe-to-toe with a psychopath will get you nowhere. It'll force people to choose sides just when you're looking shaky.
The hell I do.
Then where's the mayor? Why aren't there any police here? Why weren't there any police at your place last night?
I didn't ask for any.
I did.
Mother hen, eh? What's the matter, Tommy? Don't you think I can take care of myself?
I know you can't. Here's the smart play, Leo. You lay back, you give Bernie up, you let Casper think he's made his point. Then you wait for him to show a weakness.
Please, Tom.
You're sticking on Bernie. You're sticking your neck out for a guy who'd chop you off at the heels if there was two bits in it.
Tom, things aren't as clear-cut as you make it. Bernie's, well, hell, you know about me and Werner. Things now are, not that I haven't been a gentleman, but I plan to ask her to marry me, Tom. I guess you think that's a bonehead play.
You think she wants you to?
How the hell do I know? I think she does. Yeah, of course she does. I know you think different, but, well, we just differ on that.
Now, Casper didn't kill Rug.
Of course he did.
No, think about it just this one time. Who was Rug following?
Huh?
It needn't have been that sinister. Strange man follows her down a dark alleyway late at night. I told you she can look after herself.
Werner wouldn't panic, shoot someone just because he was following her. Well, it wouldn't have happened like that in the first place, and if it had, you would have told me.
They pulled a .22 slug out of my pop gun, Leo, a woman's gun.
I know you don't like her, Tom, but I trust Werner as much as I trust you.
Okay, Leo. Maybe it wasn't that innocent. Maybe Rug knew something she didn't like him knowing, and wouldn't want you to know. Rug was following her. Maybe he knew where she was sleeping. And who with.
Maybes don't make it so.
There's more than maybes. You've trusted me before. You've never lost anything by it. Trust me on this.
This is too important.
I don't ask much and I don't ask often. Trust me on this.
Tommy.
Trust me on this or to hell with you.
You don't mean that.
She was with me. The night Rug was following her. The night you dropped by.
Okay, Leah, okay. I'll throw him out.
Yeah, do that. It's the kiss-off. If I never see him again, it'll be soon enough.
Hello, Frankie. It's Tom. How's the flunky business? Yeah, I've had worse. Your ventilator mended? Thought Casper had forgot. I'd like to see him. Ah, all right. Let me know.
I didn't have anything to do with Rock.
Maybe not. Anyway, that isn't what soured him on you.
Ah, you and me, huh? You always take the long way around to get what you want, don't you, Tom? You could have just asked.
What did I want?
Me.
I was walking in the woods. I don't know why. Wind came up and blew my hat off.
And you chased it, right? You ran and ran. Finally caught up to it. And you picked it up. But it wasn't a hat anymore. It had changed into something else. Something wonderful.
Nah, it stayed a hat. And no, I didn't chase it.
Nothing more foolish than a man chasing his hat.
Where are you going?
Just have to do a few things.
You and Leo might still be able to patch things up.
Me and Leo are finished. Nothing's going to change that.
You never know. He's got a big heart.
Well, quits as far as I'm concerned. Never mind him. And if Leo did want me back, he's an even bigger sap than I thought.
Then why don't we just pick up and leave town? There's nothing keeping you here. I know there's nothing keeping me.
What about Bernie?
He could go with us.
You, me, and Bernie, where would we go, Verna? Niagara Falls?
Why do you hate him?
I don't hate anyone.
Or like anyone.
Where is Bernie?
Why?
Leo can't protect him anymore. I ought to tell him to skip.
The Royale, room 302. I guess we both double-crossed Leo, huh? There's no getting around that. I guess he's well rid of both of us. The two of us were about bad enough to deserve each other.
Are we?
We're a couple of heels, Tom. Yes, we are.
So he says, "Bro, give him a dollar. This swell lunch was my idea." Hello, Tom. You know O'Doul and the mayor.
Hello, boys.
Tom's a big booster. Always has been.
It's fine. Well, Tom and I got the proverbial fat to chew.
Just let us know if you need anything.
Yeah. Happy days. Have a seat, kid. Yeah, that's it. So, you had enough time to think about things.
Yeah. Well, circumstances have changed.
Don't I know it. Last night, I know the dame was disappointed the bull showed up before Frankie and Tic-Tac will really pin your ears back. But I said, relax. Eddie, I got a feeling about this kid. The kid and Leo are going to go busto. Matter of time. I said the kid's too smart for Leo. That's what I said. Like a psychic. Ask the dame if I did. Like a goddamn psychic. Go ahead, ask him.
You vouch for the psychic business?
That's right, smart guy.
I know you knew protecting the schmata was a dumb idea. I know you've been wise to all Leo's dumb ideas lately. Only a matter of time, Buster. That's why last night we didn't put the arm on you, only Leo.
Seeing as how you squiffed your play on Leo, I can only be so grateful.
Oh, that's real brave coming from Little Miss Punching Bag.
Okay, Eddie. Friends now, huh?
Nuts.
So I guess you'll be looking for a job, eh, kid?
I might be.
You got references. You been to college? We only take yeggs what's been to college. Ain't that right, D? I'm joking, of course. We all know you could be useful to us. Smart kid, such as yourself. The man who walks behind the man and whispers in his ear. I guess you could be useful in spades.
Yeah, I can do plenty for you. Can you get Leo off me?
I'm telling you not to worry about Leo. We got plans for him.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Not so fast there, Kaputnik.
I think what the Dane is trying to say is there'll be time to talk about that. We can table that for a later date. See, last time we jawed, you gave me the high hat. I guess I'm saying you got to put something on the table first. Ante up.
Fair enough. Where do we start?
You hear that, Dane? All business. I told you he was a good kid. Where do we start? All business. Well, we can start, for instance, with the schmata. Like, where's the schmata? You can maybe tell us that.
The Royale. Room 302. And you might find Mink with him.
The hell you say?
Sure, Bernie and Mink are cozy as lice. And it ain't just business.
This guy is lying.
Why would I?
This guy is wrong. This guy is all wrong. Mink is clean and this clown is a smart guy.
It's easy enough to find out, eh? You find Mank, you bring him back here. You go down to the car. I'm going to send Frankie and Tic-Tac with you to the Royale. If Bernie's there, Frankie and Tic-Tac will take care of him.
And if he's not there?
I'll sit facing the corner in a funny hat.
Get your little heat
bath
in the car.
Let's go.
Come on, you scalp.
What are you doing to me? What are you doing to
all
me?
All right, we're going to Miller's Cross.
I didn't do... Tom!
Lock him
Jesus.
Up here, for Christ's sake.
Are you part of this?
Sit
you
still,
can't be
Jaime.
Part of this. I think these guys are going to whack me, Tommy.
You're going to shut up,
Tommy,
please.
You got to talk
to him. Give me a headache, you little CB. Let's go!
Get me out of here. Oh, Tommy.
Okay. Take him in the woods and whack him. What? That's right. Boss wants you to do it. Make sure you're with the good guys. Now, you know how to do this, right? You gotta remember to put one in his brain. Your first shot puts him down, then you put one in his brain. Then he's dead. Then we go home.
Get up and walk, you sizzling little dead.
All right, let's go, let's go. Thank you.
Tommy, you can't do this. You don't bump guys. You're not like those animals back there. It's not right, Tom. They can't make us do this. It's a wrong situation. They can't make us different people than we are. We're not muscle, Tom. I never killed anybody. I used a little information for a chisel, that's all. It's my nature, Tom. I can't help it. Somebody hits me an angle, I play it. I don't deserve to die for that. Do you think I do? I'm just a grifter, huh, Tom? I'm a nobody. But I'll tell you what, I never crossed a friend, huh, Tom? I never killed anybody, never crossed a friend. No, you will bet. We're not like those animals. This is not us. This is a half dream. It's a dream, Tommy. A prank to you. I can't die. I can't die. Out here in the woods. Like a dumb animal. In the woods, like a dumb animal. Like a dumb animal. I can't die out here in the woods. Like a dumb animal. I can't die. I'm afraid of you. Look at your heart. I'm afraid of you. Look in your heart. I'm praying to 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 you. Look in your heart. Look in your heart. You can't kill me. Look in your heart.
Shut up. You're dead. Get me?
I understand. I'm dead. God bless you.
Shut up. You have to disappear. You have to blow for good. No one can see you. No one can know.
God bless you.
Go somewhere no one knows you. Anyone sees you, you really are dead. I don't care. You're not my problem anymore.
Of course not. Of course not. You've done your share. Thank you. Don't worry.
Shut up.
I understand.
Shut up.
Thank you.
Shut up. Just get out of here before I change my mind. Dead.
Jesus Christ!
Stop wailing and listen to me. Casper knows you were in on selling her his fix.
Who the hell gave him that idea?
I guess I gave him that idea. Sorry, Mink. We were chatting. It just slipped out. Shut up and let me talk. You'll lay low till Casper cools off. Then you're going to tell him that Dame put you up to it. Tell him Eddie Dame was behind the cellar and I'll make Casper go easy on you.
You got me into this, man.
That's right. I got you into this. Just remember, Mink, I'm the only one that can get you out.
Wait a minute, Tom.
Oh, Terry. Getting out the vote?
Message from Leo. Leo says if you're smart, you'll sit this one out. Not that he cares one way or the other. Leo says if you're on the wrong side, you take your chances like anybody else. Leo says he gives no special favors, that's all.
Tell Leo he's not God on the throne. He's just a cheap political boss with more hair tonic than brains. Oh! Ah!
Leo say that as well?
No, I said that. Cross Leo next time, I'll say plenty.
When you're right, you're right. But you never say I told you so.
So what am I right about?
Well, I'll tell you. But first, you gotta promise not to say I told you so.
I never say that, and I don't like people who do.
Mink was robbing me right along with the Schmatter.
What convinced you that?
Mink literally took a powder. We can't find him. The Dane is making excuses for him. But personally, I think he was right. I think that Mink and Bernie was in it together. I think that Mink heard that you bumped the Schmatter and lit out. You lousy son of a bitch.
I told you so.
What? You got a lip on you. That's all right. I don't generally care for it, but that's all right. He was a good sport to bump the Schmatter.
How do you know Mink skipped?
Because the Dane can't find him.
So he says.
Meaning what, exactly?
Maybe nothing. I didn't give it much thought until now, since a guy will pretty much say anything when his number is up. But just before I bumped Bernie, he swore to me that Eddie Dane and Mink were setting him up. That they were the ones who sold out your fix.
Well, like you say, a guy will say anything.
So why isn't Eddie Dane here?
Well, he don't care for you, kid. Maybe it's only fair to tell you. After you left us, he tried to sell me on a double cross. He says to me, why don't we double cross you and give you the bump after we get the Schmatter? Well, I figure a deal's a deal. You're square with me. You bump the Schmatter, I hold up my end. Question of ethics. Everything above board. So everybody knows who's a friend, who's an enemy. So the Dane doesn't like you. But he wouldn't cross me. We go back.
Of course, there's always that wild card when love is involved.
I know Mink is Eddie Dane's boy. Still, I don't make it that way.
And there's nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Papa, Papa, I got a prize from the sister. Papa, Papa, I got a prize from the sister. Papa, Papa, I got a prize from the sister.
Yeah, just a minute. Of course, then there's no...
Papa, Papa, I got a prize.
Shut up! You take a page out of this guy's book. A little less you talk, a little more you think. Kids, you gotta be firm. Anyways, there's no reason not to check things out. If Mink is around, I want you to find him. He can tell us what's what. What's the matter? Somebody hit you? What's the matter? Aren't we friends anymore? If you find him, I want to talk to him alone. That's the way you get the straight dope, man to man. Just me, Mink, and my friend Roscoe. You understand what I'm saying?
Isn't it complicated? You should leave town for a few days. Things are going to heat up around here. Go to the Palisades. I'll join you as soon as I'm done.
I can't find Bernie. Did you find him?
Yeah.
Is he leaving?
He left.
Did he say where to?
He didn't say.
Thanks.
What's that potato eater up to?
Beats me.
That's Bernie's sister, ain't it?
Beats me.
What's he seeing her for?
Beats me, baby.
Shut up. Get lost. I'll see where the twist flops.
You know who I am?
Yeah. Johnny cast a shadow. What did he say in bed today?
Jesus, I open my mouth, the whole world turns smart. You're Leo's twist, right?
Me and Leo are through.
Yeah? So you're slutting around with Tom now, huh?
Get out of here.
Okay. See you later. Before I go, what's your boyfriend up to?
Nothing I know about.
Yeah?
That doesn't figure for me. You dumping Leo for the guy who put a bullet in your brother? Didn't tell you.
It's better, Eddie.
You Leo's?
Yeah. You wanted her looked out for.
Well, you did a bang-up job. I'll be sure to tell him. Where's Leo?
If I tell you, how do I know you won't kill me?
Because if you told me and I killed you and you were lying, I wouldn't get to kill you then. Where's Leo?
He's moving around. But he's getting his mob together tomorrow night. Whiskey Nick's.
You sure?
Check it. It's gold.
You know what, Yegg? I believe you. Sweetie, I'll track down all of you whores.
Well, Bernie, come on in. Make yourself at home.
Well, Tom, thought I'd do that since you didn't seem to be in. Figured it was a bad idea to wait in the hall, seeing as I'm supposed to be dead.
How'd you know it was me?
You're the only one I know who'd knock and then break in.
Your other friends wouldn't break in, huh?
My other friends wanted to kill me, so they wouldn't knock. What's in your mind, Bernie?
Things. I guess you must be kind of angry. I'm supposed to be gone, far away. I guess it seems sort of irresponsible, my being here. And I was gonna leave. Honest, I was. But then I started thinking. If I stuck around, that would not be good for you. Then I started thinking that that might not be bad for me. I guess you didn't see the play you gave me. I mean, what am I going to do? If I leave, I got nothing. No money. No friends, nothing. If I stay, I got you. Anyone finds out I'm alive, you're dead. So, I got you, Tommy. What's the matter? You got nothing to crack wise about? Bernie ain't so funny anymore? I guess I made kind of a fool of myself out there. Balling away like a twist. I guess I turned yellow. You didn't tell anyone about that?
No.
Of course, you know about it. It's a painful memory. I can't help remembering that you put the finger on me. And you took me out there to whack me. I know. You didn't, I know. You didn't shoot me, but...
But what have I done for you lately?
Don't smart me. See, I want to watch you squirm. I want to see you sweat a little. And when you smart me, it ruins it. There's one other thing I want. I want to see Johnny Casper cold and stiff. That's what you do for your friend Bernie. In the meantime, I'll stay out of sight. But if Casper ain't stiff in a couple of days, I start eating in restaurants. You make me laugh, Tommy.
You're gonna catch cold, and then you're no good to me. What were you gonna do if you caught me? I just squirt a few, and then you let me go again.
Oh, Ted, how's the club holding up?
We're managing to squeak by without you. Carlos Rosmani?
No.
Well, you're not supposed to be here since you turned rat.
Relax, Ted. He wasn't around, is he? Last couple of days, you booked any heavy bets on a long shot at Saturday's fights?
Why the hell should I tell you?
Truth is, Ted, no reason for that.
Saturday's fights. Rob Johnson put $2,000 on one yesterday. On Sailor Reese, an undercard bomb.
Rob Johnson? He play your book once?
You're kidding. I didn't even know he could come.
Jesus! Bring them with you!
Hello, Brian. Still fighting a good fight?
Slow Tom. Neither rain nor wind nor snow.
That's the mailman, O'Dell, here.
Hello, O'Dell. You don't look happy.
Look at this mess. Gotten a golden calf again. I don't know whether to laugh or cry.
Yeah, it's awful confusing. You know a yag named Drop Johnson?
We spanked him a couple of times.
Where does he flop?
Terminal Hotel, Bay Street. Don't nobody ask me since I'm just the chief around here, but I'll tell you my opinion. Casper is just as crazy as Leo. And an eye tie into the bargain.
That's the matter, Odell. Doesn't anything ever suit you?
Up in, Tom. We've been looking for you.
I'm busy.
Up in anyway.
You can't hijack me, Tic Tac. We're on the same side now. But then you get that far in school.
How'd you get the fat lip?
Oh, Walworth.
Max up a real mold.
That's very smart.
What are you doing at the club? Talking things over with Leo?
I don't think so, Ed, Eddie. You must sprain something.
You are so goddamn smart. Except you ain't. I get you, smart guy. I know what you are. Straight as a corkscrew. Mr. Inside-Outsky, like some goddamn Bolshevik picking up his orders from Yegg Central. You think you're so goddamn smart, you join up Johnny Casper? You bump Bernie Birnbaum? Up is down. Black is white. Well, I think you're half smart. I think you were straight with your frail. I think you were queer with Johnny Casper, and I think you'd sooner join a ladies' league than gun a guy down. Then I hear from these two geniuses, they never even saw this rub out take place.
Boss just said to have him do it. He didn't say nothing.
Shut up! Well, maybe you still got too many teeth.
Everyone is so goddamn smart. Well, we'll go out to Miller's Crossing. And we'll see who's smart.
Grande nave ta mia, te por bella ta tempies, vecchietà che maravilla, c'ha fatto.
You understand, if we don't find a stiff out here, we leave a fresh one.
Ma te bella che la grande na. E per un quel d'insani una vision bianca in cia prema.
Where are your friends when you need them, huh?
E per un urazion.
Hey, Tic Tac!
Girandena.
You ever notice how the snappy dialogue dries up once a guy starts soiling his union suit?
Slanzeda cum la puntase. Grande naveta mia, e por bella scatia pie, vete tante maravilla.
There's nothing out here.
A campa non tappa tutta te me.
Think about this.
Smart guy. Thank you, Ty. Birds of banana.
Jesus Christ.
To put one in his brain, not in his stinking face.
I told you, Dane. We heard two shots.
How are the cats and jammers?
Oh, Tom. What's the rubbish?
Had any visitors?
No.
Not ever, Drop?
Not lately.
And you must be happy to see me. So, you didn't see Bernie Bam Bam before he was shown across?
No.
Seen him since? One last question, bro. You got a lot of money on tomorrow's fight. That your bet or, you placing it for a friend?
No. It's my bet. I just have a good feeling about that fight.
A good feeling, huh? When did a feeling return to your head? You've outgrown that one. Must be all the thinking you've been doing. Tell Bernie something's come up. He has to get in touch. There'll be nothing stirring until I talk to him.
Hey,
All right, anyone left in there, come on out, grab an air. You know the drill.
Where have you been hiding?
Heather and Jan.
Is the mayor in?
He's with Mr. Casper.
That's who I'm looking for. Scare me of some guy, will you?
Sure. I'll announce you.
Don't bother. I'm well liked.
I can't do it, Johnny. I'll look ridiculous. It simply isn't done. Assistance, maybe.
For a mayor, you don't hear so hot. I said head. Head of the assessor's office.
But there are two of them.
I can count. Go heads.
Johnny, needless to say, this office will do anything in its power to assist you and your cousins. We did it for Leo, of course, on countless occasions.
Damn right. Had every potato eater from County Cork on a public tip.
But there's a way we do things, hallowed by usage and consecrated by time. When we put people on the pad, when Leo was running things...
Leo ain't running things! I ain't interested in ancient history. I'm running things now.
Johnny, nobody can appreciate it more than I. I can give them jobs. I can give them good jobs. I can even give them jobs where they won't have to perform any work, where their lack of English will be no impediment, but I can't...
What is this, the high hat?
Tom, can you explain it to him? I can put them in public works, but I can't...
You can do whatever the hell Casper tells you. I don't remember all this double talk when Leo gave you an order.
Tom, Jesus.
Stop whimpering and do as you're told.
You can stop by getting out of here.
Johnny, it's my office.
Get out of here! Take it on the heel and toe before I whack you one! You two, beat it.
But them?
Yeah, go keep the mayor company. I'll take care of you later. Yeah. Running things. It ain't all gravy.
What's the fireworks?
Knocking over one of Leo's clubs. Son of a bitch won't go belly up. I'm sorry, kid. I heard about your little ride this morning.
Yeah, we're sorry they'll fix things. We could just as easily miss Bernie's corpse and stumble over it, and I'd be dead now.
I know, but that don't mean a Dane's up to anything. So, here's a rumor that Bernie ain't dead. These stories pop up.
Any stories about Bernie being alive that Dane's made up himself?
You don't know that. It don't make sense. Why would he?
There could be a damn good reason. If you got a fixed fight coming up? Do you?
Maybe. Okay, yeah, sure. Tomorrow night, fixes in, whatever.
The day no better?
Yeah. Okay, I get it.
If the day's been selling you out in these fights and means to again, he's gonna have to have somebody else to point a finger.
Yeah, I get it.
And with Bernie dead, there ain't a hell of a lot of people he can point to.
Yeah, the day he sells me out makes pretend Bernie's still doing it. That's real pretty. Bernie leaked the fix, and you take the fall for not killing him. But I don't know. Why would Eddie cross me like that? Money. Okay, everybody likes money, but... somehow, it just don't seem like him. And I know the Dane.
Nobody knows anybody. Not that well.
Money don't mean that much to him.
And it's not just the money he's after. He's got a wart on his fanny.
Huh?
A wart on his fanny, giving him the fidgets. Maybe he's sick of sitting on the couch. Maybe behind your desk don't look like a bad place to move to.
Kid, you got a lip on you. But you're honest. That's something we can't get enough of in this business. I'll admit, since last we jogged, my stomach's been seizing up on me. The Dane's saying we should double-cross you. You double-cross once, where's it all end? An interesting ethical question. I'll find the Dane, talk to him, straighten things out.
Sure, talk to him. Have a chat.
I'll take care of it.
Ask him if he's selling yet. I'm sure he'll come clean.
I'll take care of it.
You're swimming. My chance hanging out right alongside yours. I worry a lot less if I thought you were worrying enough.
But I am, kid. Christ. Running things.
Message.
Oh, Bernie, I had a dream about you the other day.
Yeah, a nightmare?
On the contrary, very sweet. I dreamt you were lying out at Miller's Crossing with your face blown off.
You got a kick out of that?
I was in stitches. It's mink, isn't it?
I came back. He wasn't happy to see me. Can you beat that, Tom?
Some friend.
Yeah, and you know what a nervous boy he was. I figured how you're a friend. Maybe you could use some insurance.
Did mink of a 22?
Why?
That blue shirt rug.
Yeah. Catching up.
Doesn't matter. Listen to me, Bernie. I've been thinking about our little deal, and I've decided you can stick it in your ear.
Huh?
I figure you don't have anything on me that I don't have on you, so I'm calling you a bluff.
Wait a minute.
I'm pulling out of here tomorrow morning.
Wait a minute.
The only thing you have to decide is whether or not I leave behind a message for Casper that you are still around. If you want me to keep my mouth shut, it's going to cost you some dough.
You can't.
I figure $1,000 is reasonable, so I want two. I'm going out for a while. But I'll be back at 4 this morning. If you're not here at my place 4 o'clock with the dough, Casper's going to be looking for you tomorrow.
Wait a minute.
Got any money?
No.
Okay. Third race tonight. By the finish, Taylor made out of view of the field. You ought to lay off the ponies, Tom. Okay. Lazar said he's sorry about this. It's just getting out of hand. He likes you, Tom. He said we didn't have to break anything.
It's okay. Tom, there's no hard feelings.
Christ, Tom. He knows that. Take care now.
Yes, sir. Mr. Casper is in the great room.
Swell. Can you hold this?
Good. What's the rumpus?
I got news.
Yeah, news at this end, too. My stomach's been seizing up on me.
Mink just told me that he...
Hey, you talked to Mink?
Yeah, on the phone. The name wants you to think that he's disappeared so that you can't talk to him, but he's been right here in town.
You sure with Mink?
Yeah, see for yourself. He's coming to my place 4 o'clock this morning. He's afraid of a cross in the Dane. He told me about the fix.
He says he'll sing for a couple of grand skip money.
Tell us everyone that's involved, but you better take care of the Dane tonight. Mink says he's coming after us tonight.
Leo's hold up a whiskey Nick's dump.
What? How do you know?
That ain't all we know, smart guy.
Recognize your playmate? You thought I'd quit, huh? Uh-uh. I followed you this afternoon, and I wondered why Einstein would want to talk to a gorilla. So I grabbed the gorilla, and I beat it out of him.
You give me a big guy every time, they break easy, not like you.
Is there a point? Or are you just brushing up on your small talk?
I like that. Cool under fire. I'm impressed.
The gorilla didn't know who stiff we found, but I can fill that in.
You killed Mink, you son of a...
It was Mink, you son of a bitch. It was Mink. And by God, I'll hear you say it.
Is this how you top drop his story?
Come here, bum. I am going to send you to a deep, dark place, and I am going to have fun doing it.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's a double cross artist. I don't care about this son of a bitch. Shut up, you son of a bitch. You lousy son of a bitch. I'll give you something to holler about.
Johnny, it's okay that they made him do it. It's okay, it's not important.
Then make him shut it. And we do the same to Mink this very same night.
We can't double-cross Mink. He wants to spill the whole setup.
I've never let a son of a bitch walk.
You've never crossed anyone. 4 o'clock, my place. Mink's coming in on his own hook, so I promised him the money. Don't make me out to be a liar.
Look at this, kid.
Something I try to teach all my boys.
What's the rumpus?
I was just in the neighborhood feeling a little daffy. What are you doing?
Walking.
Don't let on more than you have to.
In the rain.
Bernie's dead, isn't he?
What makes you think that?
That's no answer.
I can't tell you anything yet.
No one really cares, do they? His friends didn't really like him.
He didn't like his friends.
You're someone to talk. You're a son of a bitch, Tom. You got me to tell you where he was, and then you killed him. I want to know why. What was in it for you?
Nothing for me. Giving up Bernie was the only way I could see to straighten things out for Leo.
I thought you said you didn't care about Leo.
I said we went through. It's not the same thing.
I don't understand. I don't care. I don't care what reasons you had. You tortured him.
He's still alive.
It looks for me to believe you.
No.
It's you all over, Tom. Alive and no heart.
I'm
isn't easy, is it, Glenn?
Put the razor in cold water, not hot, because metal does what in cold?
I don't know, Johnny.
That's what I'm telling you. It contracts. That way, you get a first-class shave every time.
Okay, Johnny. Ain't it the life, though?
Oh, so? You can dangle.
Oh, Tom? You sure? You don't look so high.
I'm okay. I'll drive him home.
The drugstore and call the police. You better stay there till the officers arrive.
Will my cats be all right?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
You set me up.
Anything to avoid a little dirty work yourself, huh? Don't you know he'd get it and not me, or didn't you care?
I figured you'd come early looking for blood. He wouldn't, so you'd likely have the drop on.
You're right. The chump never knew what hit him. But if you knew I'd come looking to kill you, how do you know I won't still?
There's nothing in it for you now. With him dead, you and me got nothing on each other. Let me have the gun.
Why?
Pin this on the day. Neither of us want them walking around after this.
The cops will be Leo's now. They won't care what they hang the dame for.
I guess that's true. If you don't mind keeping the gun that killed Casper. And Mink? Where did Mink shoot Rogue anyway?
I don't know. It's just a mix-up. So, you're gonna say the Dane did this?
Sure. Mink thought Rogue was stealing him.
Yeah, you know Mink, hysterical. Skin full of hop, head full of boogeymen. Comes home crying one day saying he had to pop a guy, one of the Dane's spies.
Rogue was stealing Verna, not Mink. Mink just happened to be with her.
Funny, ain't it? Mink, you know, he was terrified. The Dane find out me and him were jungled up together.
I bet you kept him pretty worried about that to keep him under your thumb.
Yeah, so what? Scratch, huh? Well, bonus.
What did Mink take Rogue's hand?
That beats me. The kid was busy. 50-50 on the dough, or maybe I should get a little more since I did the deed. Hmm? Okay, you keep it. I want you to have it.
We can't pin this on the Dane.
Why not?
Because the Dane's already dead halfway across town.
What the hell are you talking about?
Eddie Dane is dead. It's got to be you.
I mean, was your gun?
What is this? What the hell are you talking about? You took my gun. It's just your word against mine.
Not necessarily.
Are you crazy? We're square. You said it yourself. We got nothing on each other.
Yep.
So what's in it for you? There's no angle. You can't just shoot me like that. Jesus Christ, it don't make sense. Tommy. Look in your heart. Look in your heart.
What heart?
I got his money. Yeah, all of it. I want to place a bet on tonight's fight.
They set you up downstairs.
How's that?
Well, hoots, whatever. Well, thanks for coming, Tom. Leo's real anxious to see you.
Yeah, I happen to be near.
Well, actually, this might not be the best time.
Who's he got in there?
So Duel and the mayor.
I'll try again.
Hey, they're planning the Sheeny tomorrow. You can stop by.
Big turnout.
Drop dead.
She's under a lot of strain.
Well, at least she didn't hit me.
Glad you came, Tommy. I guess,
She's taking the car.
Huh? I guess we'll walk.
Guess we are.
We're getting married.
Congratulations.
Funny thing is, she asked me to tie the knot. I guess you're not supposed to say that.
It doesn't matter. Congratulations.
Thanks. Hell, Tom,
why didn't you tell me what you were up to?
I thought you'd really gone over. Not that I didn't deserve it, but you could have told me.
Telling you would only acquire things if it had... There just wasn't any point.
I can see that. It was a smart play all round. I guess you know I'm grateful.
No need.
I guess you picked that fight with me just to check yourself in with Casper.
I don't know. You always know why you do things, Lou?
Sure I do. It was a smart play.
Fine.
Jesus, Tom, I'd do anything if you'd work for me again. I know I've made some bonehead plays. I know I can be pig-headed sometimes, but damn it, so can you. I need you. Things can be the way they were. I know it. I just know it. As for you and Verna, well, I understand. You're both young. Damn it, Tom, I forgive you.
I didn't ask for that, and I don't want it. Goodbye, Leo.